Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're listening right now, chances are you're on a journey, maybe a journey of breaking free from something that's been holding you back. Maybe it's an addiction, a bad habit, or even just a thought pattern that's keeping you stuck. And let me tell you, self-compassion is your secret weapon in this whole process. Think about it, are you your own worst critic? Ever find yourself drowning in shame or guilt when things don't go your way? Yeah, I get it. We all have that inner voice, sometimes it's a bit of a jerk, right? But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being easy on yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Now, why is this so important in recovery? Because let's face it, falling back into old patterns happens. It's not a sign of failure, it's a part of the process. When we treat ourselves with self-compassion during those moments, instead of beating ourselves up, we create a space for learning and growth. We learn to acknowledge our struggles without judgment, which ultimately makes us stronger and more resilient. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about cultivating self-compassion on your recovery journey. 1. Start with kindness. It sounds basic, but treating yourself with kindness is the foundation. Imagine you're talking to a friend going through the same thing. Would you be harsh and critical? Probably not. So why do we sometimes treat ourselves that way? Remember, you deserve the same compassion and understanding as anyone else. 2. Acknowledge your humanness. Nobody's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. We all slip up sometimes. Instead of dwelling on those moments, recognize them as part of your journey, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Remember that feeling when you totally bombed a presentation at work? You probably didn't fire yourself, right? Same goes for setbacks in recovery. It's okay, just keep going. 3. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, gently acknowledge them and redirect your focus to something positive or grounding. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind. Take a deep breath, step away for a moment, and come back with a fresh perspective. 4. Celebrate small wins. Recovery isn't about overnight transformations, it's about taking small steps every day. Celebrate those victories, no matter how small they seem. Did you resist that urge? Did you make a healthy choice today? Give yourself a high five, you earned it. Those little wins add up to big changes over time. 5. Be patient with yourself. Recovery is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs along the way, and that's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself during those tough times, remember your progress, and keep moving forward one day at a time. Let me tell you about Sarah, someone I met at a support group. She was struggling with social media addiction, constantly scrolling and feeling drained afterward. One day she decided to try something new, a daily gratitude journal. It wasn't easy at first, but she started noticing the positive things in her life, even small moments of joy. Over time, her focus shifted away from the constant stimulation of social media, and she found herself feeling more grounded and connected to real-life experiences. Sarah's story reminds us that self-compassion isn't just about being nice to ourselves, it's about creating space for growth and transformation. It's about recognizing our humanity and embracing the journey with kindness and understanding. Remember, you are not alone on this path. There are people who care about you, resources available to support you, and most importantly, the strength within yourself to overcome any challenge. So today, take a moment to practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember your worth, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward one step at a time. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little extra encouragement on their journey. Let's create a community of support and compassion together. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and never stop believing in yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.